Apple Computer today announces it's making its iTunes music downloading service available for users of Windows-based personal computers. Though iTunes for Macintosh has been a success, its launch for Windows may be met with fierce competition. From San Francisco, Jason Lopez reports.
Apple was the first to sign deals with all five major record labels and tailor a download site to the wants of its customers. Last spring, Apple began offering individual songs at 99 cents each.
Apple's success with iTunes so far can best be classified as amazing.
That's Josh Burnoff, analyst with Forrester Research.
They came into a world in which music was available for free on file sharing and have managed now since April to sell 10 million paid downloads.
But some industry observers point out that was in the friendly confines of Apple's own Macintosh environment. Everyone else downloading music does it in the Windows realm. So today, Apple is expected to announce that users of Windows can now buy songs on the firm's iTunes site. Apple is promoting it as the biggest music event of the year, although another huge launch, that of the new Napster, is scheduled in just 2 weeks. Chris Gorog is the CEO of Roxio, the parent of Napster. As much as he contends that iTunes will be no match for Napster, he's unmistakably excited about witnessing the birth of a new legal industry.
When you look at the dawn of television or video cassettes or CDs or DVDs and now online music, it has all resulted in increasing the gross revenue pie. So there is a very strong argument that online music can be the biggest boom in the history of the music business.
Before today, iTunes only served people with Macintosh computers, about 3% of all desktop machines. Now the service is open to the rest of the world's PCs. But on Windows desktops, says Josh Burnoff, Apple won't be alone.
I don't really think Apple is going to be dominant in this space. You have other entrants like Music Match that has tens of millions of people using its software. You have Napster that's going to end up getting featured on the Windows Media site. And you have MusicNet that's associated with AOL and the millions of people using that.
By the looks of Apple's stock price, which has almost doubled since iTunes launched in April, some investors apparently believe the service will get a good piece of the revenue pie. But even in a best-case scenario, analysts estimate iTunes probably won't contribute much more than 10% to Apple's total sales. Still, says Burnoff, Apple's strategy may not be just about selling songs.
Even if Apple doesn't make a profit on music downloads, if they end up selling a few hundred thousand or a million iPods as a result of the availability of this service, then you could have to classify it as a big success.
Analysts say the new structures being created by iTunes, Napster, and other services could be easily changed by even newer technologies just around the corner. Earlier this week, Microsoft announced its intention to create a standard to provide web services on mobile phones. And Intel unveiled a flash memory chip that allows a cell phone to store an hour's worth of video. Music downloading is but a first step. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.